Next, David differentiates divine love from personal love. He discusses how one can know when they have actually consciously experienced divine love.
Personal love is looking for a gain of acquisition. You might say it's solar plexus to solar plexus. People who are aligned by infatuation, I must have you or I will die, cravingness, is the two people are really attached via the solar plexus. Gratification, satisfaction, ownership, etc. Heart to heart, then, so the alignment, spiritual, is of the heart, and it's not personal. Spiritual love is a way of being in the world. So members of spiritual communities develop the spiritual love for each other. Men in the service develop a profound lifetime love for each other, a commitment to each other that transcends all gain. So you meet a shipmate from 40 years ago. What happens is you break out in tears. You break out in tears. You don't know where it came from. 50 years went by after the war. Suddenly there came a phone call one day, and the voice at the other end was familiar, and he said, "This is so-and-so." And instantly I broke into tears. I said, "My God." Then I apologized for crying. He says, "Well, I've been contacting the remaining guys that are still alive off the ship." And he says, "There's only 5 or 6 left." And he says, "Each one, when I contacted them, every one of them cried like that." He says, "Don't feel embarrassed by it." That profound bonding. So there's a bonding kind of love. So spiritual love is like a bonding. And there's no gain involved. There's no gain in bonding. An old friend is an old friend, and the joy in their presence. So there's no gain involved. Personal love is always looking for the seeking of a fulfillment of an instinctual drive. The craving for a mate is coming out of the instinctual realm. That cravingness, desiringness, have to have, feeling incomplete without it, is an attachment and a trap.